What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore, here with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
Hello. So what's today's show, Kathy? What's going to be logical for the show to be about today?
It's going to be about Hurricane Ivan.
No, Ian.
Ian, that's what it was.
Now, we can talk about Ivan because that's one that comes to mind that actually came here. So we can talk about that.
Yeah.
Yes, we will. So Kathy is a proud Floridian. Correct?
Native Floridian.
You're a native Floridian. Okay. You're not what's called a halfback.
No.
Which means that you moved from somewhere up north and you went to Florida and you moved halfway back.
Right.
We have a lot of that good customers is, that are
those.
Yeah. But she actually is a native.
Mm-hmm.
However, your mother's not, but your dad's a native Floridian, correct?
Yes, correct.
You call it Florida cracker, is that right?
That's what they used to call it.
You call that in Georgia, too. It's probably a Georgia cracker.
I don't know.
Is it Florida got the dibs on that, or does Georgia have the dibs on that?
I'm not sure.
So we, Kathy's mother and dad, my in-laws, live in a town called Largo, Florida, which is just outside of Clearwater. A lot of people know where Clearwater is.
Bel Air Beach, yeah.
Yeah, it's Pinellas County is the county. I do believe there's 1 million people live in that county.
Probably more than that at this
point. It's tremendous. Mm-hmm. And I saw that there's like 1,100 people moving to the state of Florida daily.
Correct.
So a lot of people moving to Florida. I wondered, didn't see how many people are moving out of Florida.
Yeah, probably after this, there might be a whole lot more. Yeah,
but there's got to be quite a few people moving out because we have them up here. I mean, I'd say a good... maybe even up to half of our clientele is somebody that's moved from Florida. We have a lot of employees from Florida. So it's been a good thing for us to do business with people from Florida. And, of course, I married a Florida girl. So me being a country boy from Hazel, I guess you want to marry I'm not a cracker, I guess, but what you would call myself. So according to a news story here, a Category 5 hurricane, extremely rare that they would make landfall.
It's 157 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this one here,
it's 155.
Ian was just below. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just below. We didn't know what would happen. If anybody wants to go look at this sometime, you can go onto the internet and Google Hurricane Phoenix. We've probably never heard it because it's a fictional hurricane. They have done in Florida is they have done a damage assessment of what would be the worst case scenario in Florida, and particularly we're talking about the Tampa area where Kathy's from, and a hurricane coming, a Cat 5 hurricane coming on to Indian Rocks Beach where Kathy's from is the epicenter of where would be the worst case scenario.
Correct.
And you can watch a video called on YouTube called Hurricane Phoenix, and it tells you about the what the potential of that could be. And we're talking like, you know, I think it was upwards almost 20-foot tidal surge in the bay because there's nowhere for the water to go if it was to be pushed into the bay by a storm surge.
Right.
What has your dad always told you about that?
Well, ever since I was little, he'd say if we ever got a direct hit, that because we're surrounded by bridges to get off of it, we have to, and the bridges were injured, we'd be on an island and we couldn't get off. So,
and with that being the most, I guess there's 3 bridges going into to Pinellas County from.
Right, it's the Gandy. Well, that goes to St. Pete, and then there's the Courtney Campbell and the Howard Franklin.
Mm-hmm. And then south of there, one of the most prevalent bridges, I guess, is the Skyway Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that had the barge in the late 70s.
Correct.
You know, I remember back on the news up here where that barge had hit the bridge and collapsed a portion of the bridge. And I remember the bus drove into the, I guess, is that still the bay, I guess? Is it the Bay of Tampa?
Mm-hmm.
But that was a bad day. So hurricanes in North Georgia, hurricanes in West North Carolina, surprisingly, this does have an impact on what we do. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think, when you think hurricane, you think Florida, you think, you know, Georgia, you know, but you think coastal areas, mm-hmm. you know, Texas. But when you're looking that we end up getting the remnants of what the hurricane is up in our area.
Correct.
And with that particularly being the worst we've had was Hurricane Opal and also Ivan. Mm-hmm. And we had, I can tell you folks, we had numerous claims out of these storms. Well, we'll talk about some of the coverage on your insurance policy that you would need if you're a coastal customer or if you're up here. There are things to think about when you have an insurance policy when it comes to, you know, wind damage is one of our top claims that we do have. I would say we may have more water damage claims because, mm-hmm. you know, interior water pump I guess, problem is one of our prevalent ones. But that's not to be confused with flood. That's a different animal from your interior water pipes leaking. So on this article here, Kathy, here's some Cat 5 storms that have hit the continental United States. This one here says that Cat 1 is a 75 or 74 miles to 95. Cat 2 is 96 to 110. Cat 3 is 111 to 130. Cat 4 is 131 to 155. Interestingly enough, what we hear on the news is 157. They must have changed that since either this article is incorrect mm-hmm. or, but you know, 2 miles an hour, big deal, right? Unless mm-hmm. you're getting a speeding ticket.
Well, unless it's coming to you, it's a big difference. Yeah. Yeah.
So winds more than 155, 157 is considered a Cat 5.
Mm-hmm.
Here is one that hit the Labor Day hurricane of 1935. I remember your dad telling me about this one, where I believe it's, is it Lake Okeechobee down in the southern part of Florida?
Yes.
It was like a bowl that just basically spilled over. Mm-hmm. And they had found people on tops of trees, livestock tops of trees. If that storm was today, I couldn't imagine what that would be the damage-wise because
right.
I don't think it was that populated. Hurricane Camille, 1969. Your mother had actually worked as a claim adjuster for mm-hmm. Foremost Insurance Company when that storm came through in 69.
Yes, she did.
Okay, here's a big ticket one, Hurricane Andrew. Mm-hmm. This one fundamentally changed the insurance environment in the state of Florida. I mean, it was mm-hmm. particularly, I understood that Allstate had written a lot of business down there.
Yeah.
And what we've seen, and this does affect our customers, we've seen a lot of pullback from Allstate because they had left a lot of different areas in the state of Florida.
Right.
That's one to watch. That's one to talk about in a little bit as well because we do have a lot of customers that have been affected by that particular, you know, getting a cancellation from their policy.
Non-renewed, basically, yeah.
Hurricane Michael, that's one that happened just recently. Kathy's dad was actually on national news in the background doing sandbags, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
So that's one. So those are some of the bigger storms that have been, you know, even up to recently talking about Hurricane Michael in 18. Kathy, tell them about... we were down with our friends, and they rented a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Where did we go?
We went down we left from Indian Rocks Beach and went down to Clearwater, and then from Clearwater Beach on to Honeymoon Island as well as Caladese Island.
Which used to be an island called Hog Island.
Correct.
And so we were there in the boat, and there's this waterway, and it was called Hurricane Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the last storm that's actually hit that area was in 1921. And Hog Island was basically ripped apart. And now instead of having one island, which was Hog Island, now we have Caldese Island and Honeymoon Island.
Yes.
And that's the last time that the storm has hit that mm-hmm. area. And we thought it was plausible it could have been this time, but it has hit south of where
Fort Myers.
The worst case scenario could be in the state of Florida.
Right.
So we're going to come back after the break and talk about what kind of coverage you have, you know, what things to think about when we're talking about windstorms, flooding.
Of course, most importantly, that you've paid your insurance premiums.
That always helps.
Yes,
it does. Okay. All right. So this is Mark Moore. I'm here with my wife, Kathy, and we'll be back after the break on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, our co-host here. And we wanted to let you know where our locations are. We have three locations, which are called Moore Insurance Services, Inc. One is actually located in Blairsville across from the Home Depot and next to the post office. We're located in the South State Bank building in a separate wing. We're not part of the bank. We're just in the building, and we'd like to help you with your insurance there. Please come by and see Ashley Miller, see Joanne Grizik, and see Greg Buchanan and Cindy Odom for your insurance needs there in Blairsville. We also have another location in Hiawassee, Georgia on 150 South Main Street, Suite C, in the Town Trace brick building there, the red brick building next to the hospital. Come by and see Rose. And we also have our other location in Hayesville, which is on Highway 64 West, right next to United Community Bank. Come by and see Mandy Sosby, Emily McKeon, Diane Lampe, Amy Kitchens, Vaughn Hobbs, Mark and Kathy Moore. And we'd like to help you with your insurance there as well. Then we have another location in Murphy, North Carolina, on Highway 64 West also, past Arby's. Come by and see us there at Mount Insurance, a division of Moore Insurance. And you can come by and see Velda Dockery and Heather Temple. We also like to tell you about our last location, which is in Blue Ridge. It's called Mount Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of Moore Insurance also. You can come by and see us. We're right past United Community Bank. And I believe it's right there with the Burger King, right between there. And you can come by and see Jeremy Payne, Kathy Hunter, and Carrie Van Zant. And we would love to help you with all your insurance needs. Check us out online on www.moore-insurance.com to request a quote. Or you also can check out all these podcasts, our radio show there, Peace of Mind. And also like us on Facebook.
Okay, so we're talking today, which is logical to talk about.
Yes.
This is a pre-recorded show, but by the time this airs on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be getting a lot of rain.
Correct.
Because this hurricane's coming up here. I did say before the break that we had had several effects from hurricanes up here. We've had wind and also water up here, too.
Yes.
You know, if you want to go ahead and Google the Peaks Creek disaster over in Franklin, Macon County, happened where there were fatalities, and mm-hmm. it was a really bad, it was the remnants of Hurricane Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Hurricane Opal, where we had just scads of trees just down. It was mm-hmm. We had a lot of wind in that one. So, claim-wise, okay, mm-hmm. so we'll talk about, you know, our show's up here, so we'll talk about this area here. But in Florida, you know, a lot of people live in these coastal areas, they may have to have three different insurance policies.
Right.
Because you've got your homeowner's policy, and it's going to exclude wind.
Right.
So you've got to buy a separate wind policy
and
a flood policy.
Right.
Up here, we can get you... Windstorm is not going to be a issue.
It's not a separate policy. It's included on your actual homeowner's.
It's not excluded, and it's going to be automatically covered. A lot of people, you know, people want to know about their home. Am I covered?
Right.
And some people just, you know, am I covered if we have a windstorm? Am I covered if we have a
fire,
tree fall in the house?
Or a fire or some of that, yes.
Yeah, so people, you know, people want to know what they're covered for. You know, a lot of things that, you know, that may not be covered, but I would say that there's a logical reason why maybe you're not covered for a certain peril. Like, you know, if it's just something gets old, if it's wear and tear, that's not going to be covered.
Right.
Things to think about or consider. Okay.
So we want to talk about, you know, a lot of the home people think flood insurance included on their homeowner's policy, but it's not. If you have, there's people that even here in the mountains have to have flood because they're on a flood, like maybe they're by the lake or maybe they're on a creek and those rise. There is no coverage for flood on your regular homeowner's policy. You're required to have flood insurance for those type of things.
It all comes through the National Flood Insurance Program.
Correct.
And even though you might see a policy that says a certain company, what's running behind that and where the money's coming from is from the government, basically.
Correct.
And it's very mm-hmm. sticky. Anytime you deal with the government, you have to have everything just so-so and all the I's dotted and T's
right.
crossed.
Right. You have to have, for those types of policy, you have to have a elevation
certificate. And that normally involves a surveyor getting mm-hmm. that for you. You also,
and if there's a hurricane and you want to get coverage, it's too late because they have already probably suspended us binding authority to do so.
Yes. So also on flood policy, you got a 30-day waiting period.
Correct.
So if the flood's coming, you can't just...
Unless there's a closing.
Mm-hmm. If you have, in cases by closing, that means if you are buying a property, mm-hmm. and there's something that's already been set in motion. But if you're trying to, oh gosh, a storm's coming, I'm going to get flood insurance.
I'm going to try to obtain it. It's not going to be able to get something immediately. So.
We've had that call a lot of times, particularly yes. coming in with Ivan or Opal. Mm-hmm. So, or maybe even this storm, I might get some calls now. I'll get a call and they'll be like, hey, I need some flood insurance. And okay, be glad to get that for you. Now, you know it's a 30-day waiting period. I'll get back with you. Mm-hmm. So they were just trying to buy the policy.
Just for the storm.
And mm-hmm. you can't do that. One thing to watch for, and this has happened before with me, and this was an inadvertent thing. It's we had bought a business, bought an insurance agency, and some agent had previously put a wind and hail percentage deductible on the policy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have rolled up on that here and there where some companies are requiring that. I'm really not a fan of that.
No.
And so what that means, let's say you've got a 2% wind and hail deductible. Well, if you've got a $500,000 house, 1%, $5,000, 2%, $10,000. So now you've got a $10,000 deductible.
Right.
If your roof gets blown off.
Right.
And that's not appropriate for our area.
Right.
Now in Florida, that may be okay.
That might be the only way you can get it in certain places.
You can't get it other way.
But in coastal areas, they'll probably have to make you do that.
Yeah, that's like either mm-hmm. you can have this or you're not getting it. Mm-hmm. But here, you know, I think, $1,000 deductible would be appropriate.
Right.
Some people have $500 deductibles.
Some have them $2,500 or $5,000, depending on what they can afford. Usually the higher deductible, the lower your premium.
Yeah, the more that you are willing to take on, the lower the premium is going to be. You get a credit for having a higher deductible.
Right.
But I don't think that's, if I've got some of those in our books, it's because we have actually inherited that when we've made acquisition.
Right.
So I don't.
We typically ride all peril. Yeah.
Yeah, which mm-hmm. all peril.
Which is better for most customers.
Yeah, which means you have a flat $1,000 including
right.
wind and hail. Things you may not know about, if you do have a windstorm, say part of your roof is blown off, you're not going to get a replacement cost settlement immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens pretty much with any claim. If you have replacement cost, you get to make the replacement to get the coverage. So
mm-hmm.
in other words, if you have maybe a $15,000 roof, the claim adjuster may come out and say, hey, I think the actual cash value of this depreciated amount is $10,000. So what would happen is that you would get paid $10,000 up front. And then once you had made the replacement, which the roof has been replaced, you would get the replacement, the difference between the replacement cost and actual cash value. So you would get the additional amount once the replacement is done.
Correct.
So you can't just take the $15,000 and pocket the money and not replace your roof.
Right.
The insurance company is going to make you prove to them that the roof has been replaced. And that's come up quite a bit too, hasn't it?
Right, it has actually.
In windstorms. There are times, another one's kind of a downer, is when somebody, have a claim and they say, oh, well, we only had this part of the roof is damaged. And then you're trying to match the shingles and you can't get them to match. And the insurance company is saying that, well, we're not going to pay for the rest of the roof that's not damaged. We're going to pay just for this part of the roof that is damaged.
Right.
But then the customer is like, well, wait a minute. This is going to look aesthetically bad when I've got part of my roof has got some kind of, different color shingles on it compared to what it was on there originally. So there is an endorsement that some companies do offer that give you a matching, where you can get the whole roof replaced just to be able to mm-hmm. match what you've got. So it's a lot of talk, a lot of I think that the roof claim in some places has been abused where people are getting storm damage and maybe it was just time to replace the roof anyway. So insurance companies have kind of become almost to the paranoia about that because I think we've had a lot of people, unfortunately, maybe a contractor might come to your house and say, hey, you got roof damage. And then I've even seen it in the past where we've had a contractor just skip off with the people's money. And I had to actually go to court to be a witness on that because we had one of our customers got scammed in that situation. So
we've had
a lot of, I guess, issues with the roof claim. So that's one thing to think about in windstorms. Also, as Kathy mentioned before, flood is not covered. but you can buy a separate flood policy.
Or earthquake, either, too.
Just throw it into while you're at earthquake.
Yeah, earthquake's not covered as well.
So, Kathy, you've been through these storms in Florida quite a bit, and you've done the sandbagging, and you've been there for this. And
we've had tornadoes hit our house. We've had all sorts of things happen, and we have friends and family on the beach and intercoastal. So it's, you know, it can be really scary, especially if people are not aware of it. Some people think, oh, it's just a hurricane party. But then what happens if it actually hits your house, that it's not really a party anymore. It's not fun when a tornado or something actually happens to you. So everyone needs to be safe out there when we're having types of elements.
You were there during the aftermath of a tornado where you were in the medical field and one hit behind your, and people were just like in shock.
There are people in shock. People hit an actual older folks area. And so basically they came in just very upset. So, okay, and be safe out there. And thank you for listening to Peace of Mind.
Okay, thank you guys. And we can be contacted. Our number is 828-389-4000. And we also have other numbers in other counties, but you can, that's our, one of our main numbers. You want to talk to Mayor Kathy. So thanks for listening, folks.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.